This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, this is KYW's Dave Uram. We're getting closer to Eagles-Buccaneers, week two of the 2018 season. Doug Peterson announcing that Nick Foles is the starting quarterback for the second week in a row, as Carson Wentz still isn't ready yet. And the Buccaneers have a number of former Philadelphia Eagles on their team, as well as some other guys that Foles will need to take note of when he's going against them this Sunday. I chatted with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, Thursday morning on KYW News Radio to break all this down. The voice of the Eagles is on the air. Good morning, Merrill. Winning aside, I don't think Foles can be any worse than he was opening night. What gives you the confidence that Foles and the first teamers are going to turn things around against the Bucs?
Actually, when you look at the opening night and you look at what Nick Foles did in the second half and moving that team in position to win that game, he didn't do all that badly. It was the first game, and everybody has to get adjusted. Mike Wallace, I think, will make a much bigger difference in this game as you watch that offense get into sync. Meanwhile, the Bucs' strength comes at wide receiver. They have a lot of talent there. We still really don't know if DeSean Jackson is going to play. He left last week's game with both a shoulder injury and a concussion. He's in the concussion protocol program, so we don't know what's going to be there, but they still have outstanding wide receivers. The guy to watch out for is Mike Evans. I really think he made Johnny Manziel back at Texas A&M. He is a big, strong, talented wide receiver. And, of course, they have a couple of outstanding tight ends. O.J. Howard, who was the number one draft choice last year, he is very productive for them. And they also have a guy by the name of Cameron Bright, the former Harvard star who caught a touchdown pass against the Eagles several years ago when they were here. Defensively, some familiar names. One of the defensive ends, Vinnie Carey, former Eagle. Defensive tackle, Bo Allen. The other defensive end, by the way, is Jason Pierre-Paul, who just didn't know how to celebrate the 4th of July with the Giants when he blew off some fingers. And the big guy is Gerald McCoy. McCoy is a former first-round draft pick. Actually, he was the third player picked in the draft and has gone on to six Pro Bowls. So look out for Gerald McCoy.
Well, Merrill, you mentioned Mike Wallace, and real quick, Kamar Aiken was signed by the Eagles yesterday morning. What type of impact do you think he's going to have? What are the Birds doing there by bringing him in and releasing Marcus Wheaton?
Well, I think they're just trying a lot of people. Kamar Aiken has a lot of experience, had 74 catches a couple of years ago with the Ravens, had a pretty good preseason, but fell to the numbers game, and they're hoping that possibly he can come in and help them a little bit.
All right, Merrill, looking forward to your keys to the game tomorrow morning, one of my favorite days of the week. Thank you again for the call.
Thank you very much, Dave. See you then.
And you can hear Merrill Reese every weekday morning at 7:15 on KYW News Radio 1060 or on your mobile device using the radio.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.